Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. It is not quite 6 a.m. as I sit at my computer with my most delicious first cup of coffee. Firsts are often the best, or at least the most memorable. As you listen to this, we will be walking our way through the second week of Advent. But I am backing up since I did not write for the first week because I have not been able to let go of the theme of hope and preparation and the offering of these to others as we hope for the time when we humans can let go of our anger and hate and disrespect and love and peace permeates all of life. Romans 12:9-13. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. During this time of year, we often make a point of giving to those in need in an effort to let them know that there are ordinary people who care and want to help in some small way. We hope that we prepare to give so that those receiving will also be reassured that there is hope for better times. These thoughts hit home a few days ago at my monthly visit with my oncologist. She has optimistically walked me through treatment these past 3 years, but on this visit to the office, I was sadly surprised at what I heard and observed. The folks at the reception desk with the familiar faces who always greet me with a smile, and are kind in voice and action. They set the tone for a safe and warm environment, but on this morning, there was an uncommon sense of rush. The first part of the visit is the obligatory blood draw, and when I sat down, I realized there was no tech that I recognized, not one. The temporary nurses, who were very kind and cheerful, but I miss talking with Sam about his coffee habit and how he makes each pot just so. Or Mike, whose wife has MS, and his 3 grown daughters. He was a medic in the Army and decided to become a nurse. We always exchange family news. After almost 3 years of visiting with them each month, they are gone. I learned from Paul, the first person you see as you check in, that the office is down 25% to 35% in staff. The doctors no longer have nurses to help with patients, phone calls, record keeping, etc. When I asked what was going on, I was told nurses are leaving the profession, and it is happening in many states across the nation. Apparently, Georgia is one of several states that are short on nurses. There are various reasons, of course, but one of the big issues is the way patients and the system treat nurses and office staff. Ill patients take out their frustrations on the nearest caregiver, which to some degree is understandable, but it has become more and more frequent and harsh. When I saw Dr. A, she looked worn and tired. She's always been cheerful and energetic. I asked her if she was all right, and of course she said yes, but when I pressed her a little, "Is there a shortage of staff difficult for you?" She looked at me and said, "Yes." Jokingly, I said, "Well, you aren't leaving, are you?" Her response shocked me. "No, but I've thought about it." My response was an immediate, "Please don't." When important people in your life are faced with the negative spirit that seems to be floating everywhere, the issue suddenly hits home. is no longer some voice on TV or the web or the paper talking about the negative atmosphere nurses, medical professionals, firemen, police officers, and teachers are dealing with. Instead, it is your community policeman and woman, your health provider, your area fireman, or your child's favorite teacher. What if one or more of these persons gave up, felt there was no hope that it would get better, and they weren't there anymore? And what if your and my actions could have prevented their leaving their chosen profession? Nursing, police, firemen, teachers are all service workers, and there are others, categories, of course. But these have been on the front lines, working overtime, carrying more and more responsibilities. Sadly, these last 2 years of dealing with COVID and other social issues has brought out the worst in many people. As an educator, I know personally what it's like to have the buck stop on your desk, deserved or not. But be assured, these folks who feel drawn to positions of caring for their fellow man are not doing it for glory or money. Most have chosen these professions as a calling, a vocation. Their positions require earned knowledge, committed work ethic, and a desire to make life better for those they serve. How can we be unkind to the nurse or doctor or medical technician or the teacher of our children or the policeman that risk his or her life to make it safe for us to live everyday lives? Most of these folks push through the criticism, the harassment, because they are committed to what they do. But many apparently in this day and time have given up hope that situations will get better and are leaving. We, our families, our communities ultimately suffer for our lack of concern and care for these folks. Advent, the first week, the candle of hope. This candle burns each Sunday of Advent. It is freshly lit, and we are freshly reminded that many are hopeless. So I suggest that each of us who has occasion to give hope and positive affirmation to the nurse who consoles your child getting a shot, or the primary care doctor who works to keep you healthy and long-lived, or the policeman that monitors the park where you walk, or the school your child attends. During this time of Advent and beyond, give them hope. A Christmas card, a note of thanks and appreciation, and a sincere, wholehearted thank you. I am never disappointed when I take the moment to sincerely thank someone for their actions. Their whole body language changes with a smile on their face. We all need confirmation that there is hope for the future, that love and respect are still a part of our walk. Let us pray. Dear Lord, here we are walking through this Advent season, looking forward to the celebration of your birth and the hope for your presence in our lives today and on your return. Please, in all the rush of this time, please, please help us to slow down and give hope to those you place in our lives who are in need. In your glorious name, amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.